During an election season, it's not unusual to see neighborhood lawns teeming with campaign signs. But from the side of lawns in Mill Creek, races for president and statewide offices are taking a back seat to a battle over incorporation. When voters go to the polls November 6th, they'll be asked whether or not Mill Creek should incorporate. They'll also be asked to choose the form of government they'd like to have. That includes the number of members on the council and whether or not members are elected by district. Mill Creek residents Earl and Anna Claire Shepherd actively support incorporation. The Shepherds have lived in Mill Creek for more than 34 years. Anna Claire says in that time she's watched the community grow and evolve.
We have almost 64,000 people who live here. We would be the fifth largest city in the county, the 10th largest in the state. Can you imagine it's taken us all these years to consider becoming a city when we have that kind of strength?
The Shepherds say actual sales tax revenues in Mill Creek are higher than what Salt Lake County initially estimated in a 2011 feasibility study. The study projected a 1% increase in sales tax revenues in 2011 through 2016. County officials say if that number rings true, the city of Mill Creek would need to raise taxes or reduce services after a couple of years to keep up with inflation. But in 2012, residents in favor of incorporation paid the same consulting firm who did the first study, Lewis, Young, Robertson, and Birmingham Incorporated, to look at the actual revenues for 2011 and the first half of 2012, which showed about a 5.5% increase in sales tax revenue for 2011, and an even bigger jump in 2012. Anna Claire says Salt Lake County isn't always accountable to Mill Creek residents. She and her husband point to the controversial police fee imposed on the unincorporated county in 2010 as an example.
They didn't ask us to vote upon it. They just made us pay it.
And it was because they needed the money.
Only unincorporated areas. The cities didn't have to pay it.
A law passed in the 2011 legislative session has since banned such fees. The Shepherds also argue unincorporated areas pay more for public safety than surrounding cities do because they currently subsidize those services in other areas of the county. They say if Mill Creek were to incorporate, it would either stay with the Unified Police Department and Unified Fire Authority or contract with them for some services.
And what does contracting mean? Well, for example, okay, police department, we want you to patrol twice up and down this road per day instead of just once. You know, this sort of thing.
You can negotiate for a price. As it is now, there's no negotiation. There's no choice.
They could also contract with a nearby city for public safety or create their own fire and police departments. Salt Lake County Sheriff Jim Winder is part of the UPD command. He said during a public meeting in Mill Creek last week, he's neutral on the debate, but thinks there should be no change in the current arrangement between UPD and Mill Creek.
We have seen it in West Valley, Draper, Cottonwood Heights, many cities that have gone to that self-provide model, and there's been no analysis of whether that's the appropriate or better service or not.
Winder said Cottonwood Heights is now paying about $1 million more for police services than it would be paying had it remained in the district. Roger Dudley has lived in Mill Creek for close to 38 years. He says it's an enormous concern that Mill Creek could leave the UPD and UFA. By ending the current agreement, Mill Creek would forgo about $1.5 million in revenue from Kennecott, Utah Copper, which is the single largest contributor of tax revenues for the area.
If there's one financial transaction that we can really zero in on, it is that.
He says it just doesn't make sense to become a city.
I just felt like this was a duplication of government, and it would add expense, a tremendous amount of expense.
Another expense Dudley fears if Mill Creek incorporates is a franchise tax. A city has the exclusive right to levy up to 6% of a resident's utility bill or 3.5% of a resident's telephone bill.
It's clearly a mechanism for a city government, a municipal city government, to raise revenue, but it's a tax to the residents.
Salt Lake County Councilman Jim Bradley says because Home Depot and Walmart are the only major businesses in the area, he would be fairly nervous about building a city on such a small sales tax base.
given the fact that your tax base is fairly stable and there's not a lot of growth there because there's not a lot of new businesses going into the Mill Creek area just because there's no place to put them, that you have to say, okay, this is about what our sales tax is going to be.
Bradley says that will become an issue as expenses continue to rise. But those in favor of incorporation say there is potential for growth along 33rd and 39th South and an area near State Street just north of 45th South that's been approved for transit-oriented redevelopment. And although startup costs for incorporation are still unclear, they say projected revenue surpluses will cover the expenses. In addition, Salt Lake County has stepped up in the past to provide that funding for new cities. But that decision would lie in the hands of the county council. At this point, the community is undoubtedly divided on the issue. Although no recent polls have been conducted to suggest the outcome, both sides will be canvassing the neighborhood, knocking on doors, and trying to win undecided voters in this township over to their side. Whitney Evans, KUER News.